On today's Corralcast, an open letter to Southwest and all other airlines, stop trying to kill us. And the IPCC speaks out. Will you finally hear them? Plus a very special Corralaoke. Only today!
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Corralcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Corralcast. I am Corral. So very glad you are joining me. You know, I need to draft an open letter to Southwest Airlines and every other airline out there. And I'm going to tell you why, because they're trying to kill us. Okay. They're trying to kill us, honey. And I don't want to die. I don't know if you want to die, but not in the way you think. Also, we're going to talk about the IPCC's report that came out. And are you going to listen? Papa, can you hear me? And a very special Corralaoke, as I said. Now, listen, I have to just do a personal note to start. I flew to Long Beach on Wednesday to have my heart scanned. Many of you know that I have a growing aorta. And should it ever get to 5.0 or 5.3 or 5.4, they operate, baby. Open heart. So I had this weird test called a bubble echocardiogram, and it's where they do an echocardiogram, and then they literally insert air in your veins to see if your hole has a heart in it, or your heart has a hole in it, or either way. And mine does. I have what's called a PFO, which means that some of the air from the right side of the bubbles went over to the left side. It's not supposed to. However, they don't treat them. Unless they become a problem. And the way they treat them is to go in through your calf and they put a little tube through it. A little umbrella pops out on one side. They pull that tight. Umbrella pops out on the other side. They pull it tight. Hole closed. But they only do that if you're a high stroke risk, which I'm not, or if you've already thrown a blood clot, which I have not. Continue to take my aspirin and go away. The other good news, my aorta is 4.3. It's high end is 3.9 is what you're supposed to be. So I'm 0.4 above high end normal. However, last year it was 4.3, and the year point before that, it was 4.3. So, fingers crossed, for the last 3 years, I'm stable, which beats growing. I'm also 9 days away from cannabis now. My cardiologist did say I could have it if I wanted it, but only to eat it. Because when you inhale it, either vaporizer or a joint, it goes into your lungs, right into your heart, and causes all kinds of things. If you eat it, it goes through your liver and kidneys and gets to you a different way and does not have all the cardiovascular effects. So I wish I could stop and move the one camera, but I can't. So you're just going to get an extreme close-up of my sunspots today. All right, so I did fly on Southwest Airlines. And before I left, I called to make sure that my service dog was in there, because Ember is a real live service dog. She can tell when I'm in AFib, and she can tell when I'm going to have a panic attack. And I take medication. So she goes with me, so I don't have to worry about anything. And if she ever activates, I take my medication. She is a real trained service dog, okay? Not an emotional support, not a, I just want to take my dog everywhere. She is a real trained service dog. So Southwest Airlines seems to have a problem with that, because the witch in Long Beach, twice now, has been rude to me. This time I tried to show her my form in advance to make sure that they didn't stop the plane like they did last time from leaving to look at my form. And she was so rude about it all. Really, she was like, "Well, there is no form." And I said, "Then why does, you know, here's the form?" And I said, "It's from the TSA." "No, this is not from the TSA." "Then why does it say TSA on the top?" I've seen it. "Well, did you note in the record that you've seen it?" "Well, sir, just carry it with you." "That's not what I asked. Did you note in the record that you have seen my form?" And she was just so rude and dismissive. So I just said, screw it, and got on board. And luckily, the flight attendants were too busy being rude to everybody else to be rude to me. The plane was hot. When I asked the flight attendant if they were going to cool it down, she said, "We feel the heat too." Not the question. And the pilot came out to give a peppy speech, the Austin-based pilot, with his red, white, and blue MAGA tie, telling us God blesses us all. And I was sitting by Muslims. So, yeah, there's that. So a horrible experience from Long Beach to Las Vegas twice now. I won't take Southwest again on that short journey. I will drive. But that's not what the topic is. The topic is airlines have learned nothing, just like the world has learned nothing from this last pandemic, from AIDS. They just haven't learned. Nobody was in a mask. Okay? That's a given. But right across from me, right across from me, were the most selfish mofos in the world with their babies. Their two babies who were coughing and sneezing and crying and coughing and sneezing. And the two parents who were doing what? Coughing and sneezing and coughing and sneezing. Stay your ass home, you selfish mofos. It is not your God-given right to fly. Now, when you go to the airport, they scan you for drugs. They scan my hands. Even though I'm TSA pre, they did the thing on my hands to scan for explosives. Sorry about that, knocking stuff down, because I'm all excited, using my hands everywhere. So they scan me for explosives. They x-ray you for weapons. You know, they make sure you're not carrying drugs. But what do they not give a flying frack about if you have a virus that could kill everybody on the plane? You know, everyone calls COVID the China virus. Well, it didn't get here by swimming, honey, or on a raft. It came in a plane. The next pandemic, which may be a virus that kills millions where there is no cure, is going to come on a plane. And why? Because commerce comes before your health. Southwest Airlines should have stopped those people from getting on board, coughing and sneezing with their babies. They should have said, I'm sorry, it appears you all are sick. We can't let you on board. But they would never. Oh, no. That's violating HIPAA, or that's doing this or that. Forget your rights to be well. You know, oh, no. You know, baby's got the flu, bring them on board. You're not feeling well, come on board and cough. You've got COVID, yeah, come on board. They don't. They take my temperature and they ask you questions every doctor's office, every hospital I go to. They don't do crap to get on a plane and bring your infected ass across the country or across the globe. Why? Because we've learned nothing. Nothing. Because humans, especially Americans, but humans in general, they just refuse to learn. It's why we are dying out as a species. Our infant birth rate is going down. Sperm counts are going down. Why? Because nature knows we're too stupid to live. Now, I don't mean to be a downer on this Friday, and we're going to have a really fun karaoke, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that we are not learning from our mistakes, and we are letting business kill us. We are letting corporations and business kill us. You know, we ought to demand that airlines start health screening. Ember has to have a form to get on the plane that says she is vaccinated for rabies, that says she does not have fleas or that she is on flea control, that says she has seen the vet within the last 30 days. To bring my service animal on a plane, that's what she has to go through. But me, I could have Ebola and walk right on board. And that's what terrorists are going to do. Terrorists are going to weaponize the virus. They're going to stick people in airports, put them on planes, and kill half the frickin' world. And we have not learned. We rely on science to cure it, or we don't think it could possibly happen. People running through the airport mask-free like COVID is completely over. It ain't. Like the flu isn't here. It is. Like RSV doesn't exist. It does. And what do? Tra-la-la, skip-to-maloo, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. We are morons. I was an idiot to stay on the plane. I thought about getting off and just going to get a rental car. I did. Babies coughing and sneezing and coughing and sneezing. Parents coughing and sneezing and coughing and sneezing. Ah! I truly thought, well, you know, you should probably just get off this death tube. And then the way home, 80 degrees, people fanning themselves. You know, come on, just open a window for the love of God. The way that we are going to go, that we are going to perish in large numbers, is by another pandemic. And that pandemic will be brought here on Southwest or American or United or Virgin because airlines haven't learned a thing. And their bottom line is all they care about. Southwest, do better when it comes to service animals and do better when it comes to letting sick people on your plane. Every airline, how about you start doing better when it comes to transmitting viruses? Stop acting like they're benign. The flu has killed more people here in Nevada this month than COVID. When we come back, speaking of corporations killing us, The IPCC report is out. Are you going to actually listen? I'm not optimistic. We'll see.
If you're not visiting reallycarell.com daily, you're missing out. Get the podcast, videos, and the blog, including recipes at reallycarell.com. That's really K-A-R-E-L.com. Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Carell Cast.
I am Carell. Don't bother buying an electric car. Don't bother getting solar panels. According to the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that's what it stands for, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, 700 of the world's leading scientists, according to their report, which just came out yesterday, if we do not switch to a plant-based diet, it will not matter. Electric cars won't matter. Solar panels won't matter. It won't matter. The planet will die. This is not a vegan pushing an agenda. This is me telling you, if you care, if you claim to care about climate change, you'll become plant-based this week with no freaking excuses. But you won't, will you? Because you don't care, do you? Because you don't think in your lifetime it's going to get that bad. When I was in Long Beach, California, 17 miles from where I was standing on Wednesday, a tornado touched down. A tornado in East Los Angeles. That's like day after tomorrow, bull crap. My favorite scene, that reporter covering the tornadoes and the billboard just smacks him. That's what, I mean, that we are 5 atmospheric rivers in Southern California. It is wet everywhere all over there. Record snowpacks, record cold. Here in Las Vegas, it's not above 59 today. It's pool season. They might as well have ice skating season. The planet is changing. The caps are melting. And we have until 2030, that's 7 years, to change it drastically, or that's it. It's irreversible. It's done. Fait accompli. Now, maybe you don't care. Maybe you say, you know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. We're just going to have to adapt. Some of you will die. You will actually die. 12 people died in this last storm this last week in Southern California. People are dying. Climate refugees are happening. Watch Extrapolations on Apple TV Plus. So what are you going to do? I'm being serious here. The IPCC has said that more than electric cars, more than solar panels, if we don't go plant-based, the planet dies. Elephants are going to be gone by 2032. Whales are going to be gone by 2046. Our ability to grow a variety of plants and vegetables for you to eat is going to be gone by 2045. There won't be pineapples. There won't be mangoes. This is really happening. In my lifetime, it's going to happen. In your lifetime. So why are you freaking eating meat still? Why are you still eating dairy? And I'm being serious. You need to ask yourself, why am I participating in murder of the planet and murder of animals when every bit of science says not to? When do we start saying, if we actually do, the same with oil companies. We have 7 years to get off fossil fuel. 7 years. And yet in Texas, the very textbooks for our children are going to be changed to reflect a positive role of fossil fuels. They are rewriting what is actually going on for big business. Okay? Business. They're rewriting it for business. Are you really going to let business tell you to kill the planet? Are you going to let people who market meat and dairy to you on a regular daily basis actually get away with murdering the planet and animals and you? My cholesterol is 146. 146 with my hole in my heart. My weight is 209. I've gained 9 pounds since my massive weight loss. I used to weigh 310. I have still lost 101 pounds. And all I did was become a plant-based eater. That's it. So if you're sitting there right now and you're a fan of mine, how can you, in good conscience, go read the IPCC report? It is out there. It says plant-based now, or everything else doesn't matter. Don't you care? I mean, it's so easy to do. With my book, without my book, it doesn't matter. I did it without my book. My book will be out by the end of the year, or maybe the beginning of next, depending on when a publisher, you know, decides. But that's not the point. The planet can't wait. Why can't you do it? I don't understand. It just vexes me. The data is staring you right in the face that, you know, you'll go spend $60,000 freaking dollars on a Tesla before you'll simply give up meat and dairy and you'll think you're doing something. You'll buy a hybrid because you think you're doing something. You're not. You're just making corporations wealthy and they know it. In fact, the rare earth minerals to make electric cars are damning our planet more than helping. We should be investing in massive public transportation. Cars should go the way of the wayside. They should go as an as-needed basis. There should be little transport vehicles that show up and take you places. Little automated vehicles. You call it, it comes, you get in, it takes you. And it takes you to trams or to trains. To things that get you places. I don't want to fly anymore. I'd rather take an actual train that's maybe powered by hydrogen or mag electric or whatever. We have the technology, but big business keeps it from you. But, okay, so you can't do anything about that. Okay. Before you spend money on an electric car, change your diet. It is so easy to do in today's world. You know, I just learned they're going to open a Cardenas market right here behind me where the Smith's was. It's been empty forever. I was so happy. I was talking to the workers, and he said, wow, you're really happy about this. I said, yes, they're going to have cheap produce. You know, a Mexican market's going to have cheap produce and lots of it. And he said, well, they also have good meat and dairy. I said, they should close those sections down. Every time a restaurant opens here in Vegas, I troll it on Instagram. Every time a hotel advertises their steak and their prime rib, I'm all, can't you not kill the planet? If every Las Vegas casino were made to go 80% plant-based, it would make an enormous difference. But they would scream, well, that's not what the consumers want. Well, the consumers are frickin' morons. Somebody has to lead. Somebody has to come out front and say, no, you're changing your diet. We're not going to make meat and dairy available to you. We're going to make it so pricey that you're not going to be able to have it. Well, then only the rich will have it. Well, then, if only the 1% eat meat and dairy, that saves the planet. I'm good with that. Because you're not missing it. You know what I had for lunch? I order Hungry Root every other week. And it comes in a big box, and it's all these recipes, okay? And they give you everything you need. So today, the recipe was for, I wanted to go to Thai food, but today there was a recipe for coconut curry. And so I took some Chinese broccoli that I had and chopped it up. I took some spinach that I had and threw it in there. I took two kinds of seasoned tofu, threw it in there, some brown rice and quinoa, and threw it in there. And then the Asian salad mix that Hungry Root had sent and threw that in there. And after all that, oh, and bean sprouts. And after all that was stirred about, oh, and edamame. After all that was stirred about, they then put in their coconut curry sauce, and I added a can of light coconut milk. It was so freaking good. And I made enough to feed the world, and nothing had to die but plants. Nothing. Plants and some soybeans. And it was delicious. It was beyond delicious. It was wonderful. I have enough for dinner. It's so good. I'm going to save it for lunch tomorrow, though. But it was so good. Go to my Instagram. I eat such good food. For breakfast, I had strawberries, blueberries, banana, cantaloupe, oat groats, which is basically oatmeal, but oat groats, with a little brown sugar on top, dried cranberries, dried figs, and dried raisins inside the oatmeal, with a cup of fabulous vanilla tea from Harney & Sons, and my homemade creamer that I make from half a cup of cashews, a quarter cup of coconut, and a quarter cup of, coconut, cashews, and oats. Look, you don't have to listen to me anymore. Listen to the IPCC for the love of God. If in 7 years, total of the world isn't eating 80% less meat and dairy, we're dead. And not in 100 years, not in 12 years, but by 2035, in 12 years, it'll be apocalyptic change. Islands that are gone, fires that continually burn, floods that continually happen. All right, when we come back, a dream. A karaoke that was a dream for me. It was so remarkable. And I want to share it with you to inspire you to follow your dreams. And more importantly, to acknowledge when they're happening. You got to realize when you're in the moment that, wow, this is a dream. So when we come back, a very special version of karaoke. If you don't like it, tune out when I start to sing. But I got a lot of great compliments. Thank you, by the way.
Make your device a whole lot smarter. Get the KarelCast app free at the App Store of your choice now. Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the KarelCast.
It's funny, I seem amped to some of it. Oh, Karel, you got to calm down. You're so amped. This is what my show used to be before I was so medicated on, you know, opiates or pot or both. Yes, I'm full of energy. Now, I want you all to acknowledge when you're living a dream, okay? So many of us do things that we've always wanted to do, but we get caught up in the minutiae of it that we forget it to, you know, that this is like a culmination of a dream. In the 80s, when I was a young gay out at the DOK West and frat house, there was a person that would come on the sound speaker, you know, to go dance to by the name of Sylvester. Sylvester James was his name, and Sylvester was the disco diva of all divas, just period. He was binary, non-binary before there was even a word for it. He was in drag, he was in whatever he wanted to be, but when you asked him what he was, he simply said, Sylvester. He was an inspiration to me, I'm going to sneeze by the way, so much so that... when I would do drag as Bette Midler, I would then sing in the second act as Sylvester, and I would sing live. I met Sylvester several times, and it was such an honor. Now, Sylvester worked with the best dance producers and the best background singers, including Martha Wash and Jeannie Tracy. Okay, Martha Wash and Izora Rhodes at first. That's Two Tons of Fun and the Weather Girls. That's who they are. And then Jeannie Tracy, a dance artist legend, also worked with Sylvester on many records. So in the 80s, 90s, 80s, I forget, I decided to record one of my favorite Sylvester songs, Don't Stop. I called Jeannie Tracy and asked if she would come and sing on it, if she would fly down from San Francisco. She said yes. I called Thea, who was busy with Rhythm as a Dancer and a world tour. And I said, Thea, I know you're not a backup singer, you're a star, but would you come and sing background on this? And she said, yes. And then Steve Bronski of Bronski Beat, who was so instrumental in my life as a young gay man, small town boy, Tell Me Why, Jimmy Somerville as lead singer, which was my range. Steve Bronski said he would take what Michael Eckhart and Dane Noel did for me and remix it. That got the attention of SciFam, which is a huge, the factory team is what they're called in Italy, and they remixed it. And it charted all over the world in like the top 10 in Italy, the top 5 in Germany. It made the Hot 100 here of dance in the United States. It low, like 97, 90, but it did it. And there I was in the studio with Jeannie Tracy and Thea Austin and Steve Bronski. And I was like, oh my Christ. Singing was like, I can't sing in front of these people. But I did. In fact, I laid a scratch vocal. And when Jeannie Tracy got to the studio, we were listening to it. And she said, oh, are you going to take Sylvester's vocal off? And Mike Eckhart looked at her and said, that's not Sylvester, that's Karel. And she shot me a glance like, boy, you better sing. We had such fun that day. Thea, Jeannie Tracy, me, Mike and Dane, you know, Steve Bronski. We had so much fun. And so I'm going to sing that song for you. And yes, I am singing live, okay? But I have a TV, what's called a TV track, because when you go to a club, they don't always have the best sound systems. So you leave some vocals on the track. And so Jeannie Tracy, Thea Austin, they're on the track. You're going to hear them singing. There's a huge choir that they recreated. And I'm going to sing, and we're going to have some fun. It was a dream to do this song. It was, every time I sing with Thea, I'm so freaking intimidated. She's one of the best singers in the world. And her studio ethic is just, oh, she's worked me like a dog before. But to get what she knew I had in me. Jeannie Tracy, a dance legend just like Thea. You know, I mean, just, these are dance legends. Steve Bronski, and there I am in the middle of them all, just having a time. So I hope you enjoy Don't Stop. It is a very techno 90s version, okay? It's not an updated dance track. It is very 90s. But it's fun, and it's joyous, and we could use some of that. So, to recap, airlines, do better. You're going to bring a virus to us that's going to kill us. Start screening people for illnesses. And when a person has a service animal, stop making them feel bad. And you out there, pay attention to the IPCC report and do what it says. Become a plant-based eater. You're going to love it. I'll help. Email me. I'll help. And now, let's jam into the weekend with several dance legends and me doing a song by a man that died too soon of AIDS, but one who will never be forgotten, Sylvester's Don't Stop, remixed by Steve Bronski, produced by Dane Noel and Michael Eckhart and the Factory Team. Let's jam!
Don't stop, you're moving me.
Baby, don't you stop. Hey, it's Carell. Amber and I would like to thank you for joining us today and remind you there's a way to never miss a thing, and that's by subscribing right now to my YouTube channel. Just click the subscribe button below or go to youtube.com/reallycarell. That's youtube.com/reallycarell for a world of great free content. And that content is kept free by the fabulous group of patrons at Patreon. Why not become one and show your support for the show? Just $5 a month or more and you're in. Go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. My website is reallycarell.com and everything fabulous is there, from the show to blog and recipes. Instagram and all social media are, you guessed it, Really Carell. And it couldn't get much easier by simply downloading the free CarellCast app at the app store of your choice. And then all the content from Carell Media will flow right on through. That's the free CarellCast app. Remember, I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so it doesn't hurt anybody. And subscribe and participate today.